En daar vrees staat ik bezig. Oké, okay, in middel op de daf. Maasje zichartof. De maasje zichartof, wat you had mentioned to me, you Yetzer Hara, you had mentioned to me, we're still in the middle of the case, where the Yetzer Hara tries to tell you, listen, okay, be Oved Hashem, try to get yourself a name, try to get yourself recognition in the community, who you are, what you are. And we rebuffed it, that the purpose, that this has absolute no meaning in getting yourself a name and a reputation, has nothing to do with Avodas Hashem. This argument that you mentioned, I'm going to give you a name. So obviously Hashem said to Shmuel, I'm going to make a name for you. This name, if a person gets a name and gets famous, it's just like any other gift which people get in this world, like Moisher. People get sometimes excessive money, more than it's needed, the covered in respect, which a Kuzboch is giving it to them for many reasons. One of them is Asher Aboyre Meitiv Vem Lavodav. Kuzboch bestows his goodness to his servants. When the Kuzboch's wisdom, Mechayeves Lehem Zeh. The Kuzboch sees it fit that this person should be gifted with excessive money, with excessive honor. So Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes also give a famous name to a person. But just like a person, it's not appropriate. A person is not coming to this world to demand and to live in order to become excessively rich or excessively respected. So it's also, absolutely, a person didn't come. That's not what makes a person. It's not the goals of a person to become popular. Even things which he had not requested, I've given to you. Gam Oysher, Gam Kovet. I gave also Oysher and Kovet. In Ksivah Gaposik says, Oyrech Yomim B'Yimina. Kodesh Baruch Hu give long life on the right, to B'Smoil Oysher Chum, on the left side, Oysher Chovet. But means to say, this is not something which you should work on to get it. This is something which a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives. Aval HaChassidim. Aval HaChassidim, the righteous people. Nothing is intended in the deeds to get one of them. Not covered, not oisher, not famous. They are only intended to do anything, everything, just to get it for a Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake. Shu meitiv v'hem. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it to Mishiyirtzeh, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him, Anshavadu, so some of the people who serve him, Bizilo Samamin and Bekotim, some also outsiders, those who believe or deny. In other words, oisher in covered in fame is not necessarily only exclusive for tzaddikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees it with his chachmah to give to some people, to tzaddikim, he gives it for reward, and for rishoyim sometimes in koyfrim he gives it for a test. All the shalom alponav alfeinoy, shalom alfeinav alpona. Sometimes Kodesh Baruch Hu is repaying some good deeds. Kifim shemachelis chachmah says Baruch. After Kodesh Baruch Hu sees his chachmah the way it's appropriate, Kama Shem Rav Posik says, oisher va'kovad mefanecha. Oyeshev HaKovet is fan of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. He is the one who is giving it, the way he sees it fit, for the reason he sees it fit, and it's not something which you could demand. The Mahu HaOilam HaZeh, what is already this world, Afilu Miposhet Zichri B'Kuloi. I mean, we're still arguing, what, some people, they have an ego to become popular in this world. What is already the whole world worth, even you go, your name is going to be spread, what is worth this world, even if your name becomes famous in its entirety? And what is worth my life, the length of my life, if my name is going to come out? That my memory really will not go through in this world, not even a little part of the world, or part of the society. But the Yasmid keeps on with, and they're not going to stay forever anyway. It's going to be forgotten like it never was. Because the Apostle says, Achevel bnei Odom. It's air, it's nothing, it's empty, the people, because of bnei Ish. it's lie. The people as piece of lie, but Maznaim Lala Semul Hebel Yochad. They want always try to climb, but they're climbing to get it to nothing, getting nothing. The minute his ruach, his neshama leaves, he goes back to the earth and is being forgotten. The most famous people are forgotten. And even if they're not forgotten, what are the words? And even they're remembered, but how many people is it remembered? For long there's no memories for the previous ancestors. There's no memory for them. So what comes out? One of the drives of people is, people have a tremendous drive to become famous, to become popular. Some people go crazy to do that. And it says, first of all, you're never going to accomplish it. You're never going to come. To what extent will you accomplish it as far as territory? To what extent in this world people will know you? And to what extent of time will you be remembered? It's minimal. It's minimal in territory, it's minimal in time. Suppose you get the whole world to know you. And suppose you spread the whole world. How long will it last? And what will it give you? So you can see why you're investing your time and your drive something which even you get it, it's nothing. Ask any popular person who did anything, everything to become famous and popular, what does it give it to him? It doesn't give him any kind of a thing. And that's what's the most important part. Imkin comes out. Now actually, there's two ways of working on this mirror. This is this mirror is something which every person is instilled. There's a drive for that. And the truth of the matter, the drive has a certain positiveness. Because when we are young, when we, at the early youth, we look at the world childish, and like a child in the kindergarten wants to become the best student, wants to get the best marks. That's the motivation which makes them work. You know, they want to make it. And we grow up with this childish attitude even further in the later stage two. But finally, once we become Ovid Hashem, we have to remember that this is, you have to throw away this drive. Because first of all, it's not reachable. Now there's two ways of doing it. First of all, you could do it. Who says we want to be popular? Who are you? What are you? Knocking yourself. It's also one way of doing it. I mean, why are you wanting to be popular? And there's one of the ways to counter this. Why do you deserve to be popular is one way. Number two, you want to be popular, at least be honest, be popular in entirety. Why you want to be popular on one end and want to cover up in the other end? President Kennedy became very popular, but only after he died and the books came out on him, what kind of low life he was. So he became popular in the other end too. So every time a person has an urge to get popular in a certain area, you do something good, you want people to know how good you are. Okay, want to be popular? So be popular entirely. What your intentions are, what you want to be. So this is also one way of fighting it. But the other way which is fighting, suppose, you know, you're really entirely good and you want to become popular. So what? You're going to be popular by whom? By the world? Who is the world? One big kindergarten. We didn't see a grown-up person has a drive, has an ego to go into kindergartens and wants to be applauded by kindergartens, wants to be, sang by people. It's what is the whole world already. So you have to fight them at all angles. First you have to fight who are you to begin with, that you become popular. Second, if you want to become popular, try to become popular 100%. You wouldn't want people should X-ray you. Number three, to fight them back. Suppose you get popular, so what? What is the whole world? One bunch of kindergarten. In all angles, try to fight it. Imke comes out, Terud Nafshi Boy, that's what I'm busy with my life, the Kavanosi El of it, my intention of it, is not the one Pchisus Nire, it shows my blemishes, but Toz Megunim Emeni, and it's a terrible, embarrassing mistake of me. But Omer Al Echad Nera Chassidim Shomel Chaveiroi, one of the Chassidim said to his friend, Hanishtaveiso, did you become even? Hanishtaveiso, had you become, ask his friend, no, what's the matter? How are you standing? Hanishtaveiso, had you evened out? Omer Be'ezrinyan, in which respect did I evened out? Omer Lo, he told him, Nishtave Benecho, Hashemach Vagdus, had you evened out in your eyes, if they praise you or they embarrass you? Are you equally affected if somebody tells you good words or somebody tells you bad words? Omer Lo, I told him, Loi, no, not yet. I'm not looking for praises. But to say I'm indifferent if people praise me or people embarrass me, to that level I didn't come. I am a chosid, to the point that I do not look for praises. That's not my goals of life. I'm not looking for that. But to say if people praise me, I become equally alike. I'm accepting it equally if people embarrass me or praise me. No. Omaloy told you can't die loigato. He didn't reach yet the midas of Chassidus. He will try to go work further. We like to get a Madrega Zois. Maybe we're going to reach that Madrega. Ki hi al yoinish Madrega Sachadis Chassidim. This is the highest level of the Madregas of Chassidim. But Tachlis Achamudra is. And the Tachlis of the most desirable which a person should get. In other words, if you want to know what your goal should be in reaching Midas HaChassidus, the levels of Chassidus is Hanishtaveso Veshvach Uveginus. In other words, a person will come and praise and tell you good things, or a person will come and tell you, embarrass you, those terrible things, you're going to equally take it alike. You're not going to get intact, you're not going to be embarrassed. No? Do you know such a people?
Rabbi Kaspi said that he never met anybody who had that. Maybe one person he thought,
One of the highest middle. I mean, Anishtaveso, this is the middle.
Is it something that you're working on this particular thing, or it's a symptomatic of someone who's Tovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has a higher Hakara or something?
There's two ways of getting there. There's two systems. In other words, you know, somebody gets up in the shul and tells about something great about you. You're such a great tzaddik and so on and so on and so on. And you laugh it off. First of all, this instability, this opposite of Ishtaveso, could work out in a different way too. Could work out as follows. If somebody embarrasses you in public, let me give you a great chosid. If somebody praises you, it inflicts terrible pain on you. Like you feel very uncomfortable that somebody praises you. And if somebody embarrasses you, you're really happy. You know, at least you're a guy that you said the truth. I'm happy to hear the truth. I know. And what you said is not enough. What is an embarrassment? Embarrassment says you're gone of you, you cheater, you fool, or whatever it is, okay? Now, when do people get embarrassed? You say you cheater, because you happen to be such a righteous person. You know, you in your own eyes are such an accomplished person. All of a sudden you come to me and you tell me something which is totally not true. So I'm getting embarrassed. How about you always work on yourself and you feel in your own eyes that you are the lowest of the lowest? You are the lowest of the lowest. And you cheater, you always find the ganav in you, always find the yitzhar in you, where he's cheating you, where he's deceiving you, where he's giving you all kind of balonies, you are, what you are, okay? And you're always embarrassed of yourself. You can't look in the mirror because you're embarrassed of yourself. It comes a person and he says, you know, you're really a liar, you know, you make yourself a time of 10 mesechtas, you hardly know 100 blood gemara. And I start laughing, you're crazy, I wish I know one blood gemara. I know that I don't know one blood gemara. You think I know 100 blood gemara? So you're not embarrassed that you say 100 blood gemara, you really... This is also not a ishtaveso.
Yeah.
If somebody is overly extreme, that you're happy to hear your embarrassment, and it hurts you to hear your praise, you're also not in a high level.
Why is that now higher level? Because you're not using the world. When you're Shavesa, you're almost like an escape. Like, the world doesn't affect me.
But
like,
why?
How can we be using the world? Isn't it a higher level to use an embarrassment or to use a shvach?
So that's the question. This is the biggest meaning of, if I tell you bum, I tell you tzaddik, you should be the same thing, not affecting at all. So if you're really a bum, if I tell you bum, you get embarrassed. Okay, the tzaddik, you feel good. If you're really a chosid, if I tell you bum, you feel good. If I tell you tzaddik, you're embarrassed. But either way, not nishtaveso. Right? But that's not the middle of chassid, that's not the highest level. The highest level is nishtaveso. You talk to the table. You're talking to me, I'm a cloth. I couldn't care less what you say.
You're not affected at all.
Not affected either way. Like the nishtich mindman. It's not you. I just give you the beautiful word of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Like, he was a very truthful person. And why I have to make a point of it? I tell you, I have to make a point of it, Alpi Alocha. Because Alpi Alocha is, if people hold of you that you know two mesechtas, you really don't know only one mesechta, you have to make sure, tell us between us, don't mistake me, I only know one mesechta. I don't know two mesechtas. If people think that you're really at a certain level, Oizgarbet, and you're really not, you only have of it, you have to say, listen, you make a mistake about me, I don't want to mislead you. That's the Alocha. I'm only calling this Alocha Maseva to Yaakov Adad, that he was once introduced by Sheman in a certain event. When it was introduced, the next speaker will be the Rosh Hashiva, and he started praising Rosh Hashiva. He was telling that who the Rosh Hashiva is, some praises. And he says, I know by saying this, I'm a child of Rosh Hashiva, because Rosh Hashiva doesn't like to hear this, what I'm going to say about it. Like people always say, you know, I know that he doesn't want my praises, what else, but we can't avoid it, and we have to say. And so, the Rosh Hashiva came up and says, Chilas Kvoidi should forgive me. The thing he says, he knows that it's embarrassing. I must admit, no, it's very comfortable to hear his praises. It's not a tzar. He doesn't go, I must admit, it's not true what he says. It's not true what he says, like he really corrected him. No, I'm not saying that I want to hear it, but to say that when I hear it, I'm getting tzar? No, it's pretty kant geschmack, he said. It's pretty sweet to hear praises. I always thought you just like good food, you know, the diet. You know, there's a good food, you tempt if you want to eat, but in a diet, you know, it's not healthy for you. The same thing, COVID is like good food. You're supposed to be on a diet, you're not supposed to take it. Don't treat yourself with it, you know, it's not good for you. You're going to get overweight, you're not going to get rid of it later on. But it doesn't mean that if one stuffs it into you and you eat them anyhow, that you don't enjoy it. You still enjoy it. If you cheat, you don't enjoy it. So why did Yanko feel important to say that? He felt, because if he passes by this mark without a return comment, he's cheating these people, like, you know, to Masech Tehillim. He didn't come to that level to say. No, it's a big enough Madrega that we are not in the midst of Ishtavos. We're not equal yet. But doesn't mean that you go out of your way to get covered, to get respect. You don't want to get covered. So you don't deserve it anyhow. I don't say it's a foolish stupidity of me that I like covered. And I wouldn't want to, I would not feed myself covered. But the fact somebody gives me covered to say, I can't take it, I'm embarrassed. Now, sometimes COVID is painful. Not because the COVID is not true. COVID is still loved. But sometimes COVID is painful. Now, when COVID is really painful, put a plug it in. Okay. Sometimes when COVID is really painful, also comes from a different area. Then there's nothing. It's also not because of Midasafi Ishtavas. Sometimes when a person is honest to himself, and he's always chotos in the neck to summit, you always hold the sins in front of you, and you always have your image in front of you, an embarrassing image in front of you, in order for Kaporis avoidance to make sure this, all of a sudden people come and praise you. It hurts you. It really hurts you. Like this is something which you, you know, when I want to punish my son, I used to do it once in a while. It's one of the greatest punishments. He did something bad, and he knows I know that he did something bad, and he expects that I'm not going to really give it to him. I'm going to punish him for that, and I'm going to tell him who he is and what he is. So when he did it, after that, I took him to me. I took him, you're such a big tzaddik, you're such a gewaldige kid, you're such a gewaldige, you would never do such a thing, you would never do. And he started telling him, you're such a tzaddik, you would never do such a thing, but you really did. And that embarrassment was much greater than telling you, bum, how come you did it? And I kept telling him, it's good, ach, toi v'ches, it didn't feel, it's a tremendous embarrassment. It's, you know, I'm better off, give me a touch and let me go, then keep me and kiss me and embrace me, say, you're gewaldige tzaddik, you're gewaldige tzaddik, you can't be mevatel, you know, you can't be mevatel a minute of learning, and he knows he owes a psak. So all this praise and court is really torture. Same thing is sometimes when people give you court, give you praises, and you really know who you are, and you really pain who you are, you're really embarrassed of yourself, that's the greatest pain which people tell you. The people tell you, court praise, you know, I really know who I am, I need to know what you deserve, stop talking about me. It's as a count, every action has a reaction, it brings out, it's still not Midas of Ishtavas. So what is then the Midas of Ishtavas? I mean, you have to become a cloth, you have to become a piece of wood, not have any feeling. What is Midas? Why is the Midas Ishtavas still the highest Madrega? How can you really get that to this Midas Ishtavas? What did you say?
It's like the same, like Krishna. The person doesn't come to Krishna just by denying himself. It's because he has a higher, when he turns down the tuner on Gashmias, when he's so high in Ruchnias, that the Gashmias doesn't mean anything to him. So when the person is high in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he doesn't need the...
But the fact you called yourself Porish shows that you're connected. Precious is still an issue of connection. Why are you running away from it? Because I don't want to be in it. So you don't want to be in it, you're still making issue of it. You could be in it by being in it, you could be in it by not being in it, but still in it, it's still an issue. Mm-hmm. I would give a simple motion. How would you feel, Chas V'Sholem? I always say the motion in a positive way and a negative way. Let's take it the negative, because this, most of us, we go through it much more than in a positive way. Chas V'Sholem, you have an only son, and he goes through a death and life operation. His life is at stake any second. He's a brain tumor removed. And there's a 50-50 chance. And you're watching, suppose you're the operator. You're doing this job, and his life is in your hand. would anything affect you when somebody tell you, ah, you're a gewaltige Tamach, a gewaltige Tzadik, or you're a bum, you're a god of your steel? Would you be any difference what people tell you under these circumstances when your life is at stake? Let's go to the Shtabas. Or a diamond dealer who has a gemstone, a diamond that's worth $500,000, and it's on the sewing machine, which you cut a diamond, and a glass could come into it. You know, sometimes if a glass comes into it and cracks the stone, and you lost everything. You lost from $500,000, getting $2,000. And those people are toit meshiga. Those people who polish these diamonds, usually when they buy this thing, they're toit meshiga, they're always nervous. When you go to 47, you see people running on the elevator, chewing shiga, talking to themselves. They think they have a mesecht in their mind. They have a diamond on the wheel. They have a diamond on the wheel. Until they don't hear the good news, the diamond is off the wheel and the operation is through, you can't talk to them. You tell them bum, you tell them tzaddik, is the same thing. Because his head is, my diamond is on the wheel. My future is on the wheel. That I think is Mirisei Shtabas. Mirisei Shtabas is when you see yourself on the sewing machine, either you make it, either you break it. It's life and death. And you just don't register what people tell you. It doesn't affect you. I think that's Mirisei Shtabas. In other words, after all, we are people. You can't uproot feelings. You can't make yourself numb. You can't become a potato. We are people. We are human beings. So how can you get to the Mirisei Shtabas in the Chodesh Elul says? So the answer is, of course, you can't step out of yourself. You are what you are. But you're always so much preoccupied in your shlemus that you want to make it, and you see every moment life in that front of you. Every moment is a moment of to conquer. Every moment is a moment of a challenge. Will I put in life into this moment? It's going to die. And to kill a moment is like killing life. It's literally suicide. It's called, as we're going to learn later, Yorechet. As we many times mentioned, the bechir of a person is in life and death. The bechir of a person is not between coffee and tea, and not between a small thing and a big thing. The bechir of a person is in life and death, as the Torah explains. I put front of you what? To choose chayim v'moves, life and death. Ubachar tochayim, choose life. Every moment, every accomplishment, every second is life. And every not accomplishment is death. And if a person comes to this realization, and he's being always on the alert, that life and death is front of him, automatically the reaction is ishtabas. You couldn't care what people tell you at all. Couldn't care what people tell you at all. I think that's the level of Hasidim. It's not that you always get out of it. Now, I wouldn't say there are Hasidim who already came to such a level that the only way to step out of yourself, because it's not a mitzvah to be a zombie and to be a meshugane, like totally numb. You have to be sensitive, because at the same time, when you couldn't even register, you couldn't even hear what people tell you, tzadik or bum. At the same time, when people would speak out about the Talmud Chacham, you got embarrassed at Talmud Chacham in front of your own eyes, what will you do then? You're going to react. Somebody's going to say on your rabbi that he's a bum. You're going to jump. No, what happened? The answer is because this is your Bechira, this is your Yiddishkeit, this is your Chaim V'Moves. This is your Chaim V'Moves. In other words, to become a total no-care person, like couldn't care less what people tell you, it has a danger to you, become a zombie. You become insensitive. When you become insensitive, no, you have to be the most sensitive where you have to be sensitive, and you have no time, and you have no time to use your sensitivity in an area which the area is not your bechira, is not your living. You're so preoccupied of saving this $1 million front of you that you couldn't care less what people talk around you. But if people will talk about the $1 million, you will be the most sensitive because the $1 million is challenged. So when other person comes and embarrasses somebody not you. Now the same people who had the Mirisei Shtabas in the Chodesh Sivan says they had the highest, greatest sensitivity when it came to when they had to relate to other people. And they had to relate to other people, they had the highest level of sensitivity not to offend a person or to give him the proper respect, to give him proper courage. Now this is a paradox. When a person becomes a Mirisei Shtabas, like he became totally numb of values in this world because it's stupidity, it's nothing to, what are you talking about? Now, take a grown-up person, now, and there's toys around, you take away a toy, will it be affected? It's not to do with toys. But the same grown-up person is not affected because toys has nothing to do with his life. He sees a little child doesn't take away toys. he will react with the same reaction of hurt and worry and try to save this child's respect as you'll see a grown-up person taking away a shas, taking away $1 million. Because he's the most sensitive to people's feelings, because this is his Bechira B'chaim. At the same time, about his personal things, he's so preoccupied with his Bechira B'chaim that no matter what people tell him, he's totally not registering. And I think that's the target, that's the Madrega Fish Shabbos. That's the Madrega Fish Shabbos. Of course, you could go to the people who let their hair grow and they go half naked and they couldn't care less about the world that's going around them. He will be totally indifferent for the talent, but he will be different about everything else, between good and bad. They're also going to be indifferent, but people is also going to be indifferent. Now, this person has the discourse that Minus Ishtavas, but when it comes to somebody else, he leaves the highest level of sensitivity for somebody else's respect. That's a Minus Ishtavas. You tell me when you get to this level in Ishtavasa, okay? When you get to this level, you tell me. Especially when a person is, imagine a person is being tried. Standing judgment. It's one of the things how we have to feel Yom HaMadarim, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Particularly Rosh Hashanah, because that's the Yom HaDin. If you baby this, you have to have the whole 10 days, till Rosh Hashanah, till Yom Kippur. Because every moment. Imagine a person is being tried, stands in front of the trial, in front of the judge. And the jury gives out his verdict. You know your verdict. You know guilty. You say yourself you're guilty. You don't need a jury. You said al chet. You made yourself 100% guilty. 100% guilty. You are your own jury. And you're all guilty. And now it's up to the judge what he says. Life sentence, death sentence, or acquittals, or let you go, or give you a trial, give you a chance. And every second you're waiting for the judge's words, what's going to come through? Would it be a difference what people tell you those days and those moments? Would it be affected what people look at you, how people take you? The same thing when we have Rosh Hashanah and Kippur on our minds, our personal needs. Since we're speaking in the Midrash of Tishtabas, how could we, Rosh Hashanah, ask for good things, for goody things, panosa, good life, this, all kinds of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? How could we ask these things at a time when we're standing front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're being judged life and death? How could we? We made ourselves totally guilty. You know, in a civil court, you have two sections. First, you have to be found guilty beyond any doubt. There's the jury or whatever. And after you've been found guilty, then it's up to the judge what sentencing you're going to get. He could postpone and he could get, suspended sentence, right? Not suspended, no. How do you call it? Probation. Probation. And I think most of us, we get probation. I mean, look at our best track record. We are on probation all the time. Every Shoshana, Yom Kippur, we're getting by. We don't get suspended sentence. We're not such a tzaddikim. According to what you say, al chet. And we worry, really, will we make the next year? And Baruch Hashem, we made Tov Shir Nun, since we made on probation. You know what probation is? Once you do it again, you're going to get sentenced for the new offense, plus you're going to be punished for all the past offense. That exactly is our tshuva. Of course, the Shekhar Baruch is accepting our tshuva, and it lets us go this time, but it's on probation. Because then when we go, we redo the same thing, we pick up the old stuff again and again and again. Now, when we are under the awareness that we're standing trial, life and death is in front of us, we are nidden. I'm asking a simple question. How could we ask all these other things which we ask in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? How could we ask for it? Where is the Midrash say Shtavas? I mean, you're not existing. And that exactly used to be the great people, the Yorachet. They were in one piece of panic in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Obviously, it's in the tefillah after you ask the personal things, because that's the mitzvah. And that's the really asking. Because the Zohar Kodesh says that the Hanukkah, this chutzpah diga dogs, only know the sake, half, give. It comes to Shana Kippur, you're standing trial for your past things, and you open up your mouth, give me this. What are you talking, give me this? You have to ask mercy, you should stay alive. What do you mean giving? Miyichya miyomus is a din. At stake is who's going to stay alive, who's going to die. What's going to happen to your children? And you're asking. The answer is yes. If you feel that you really can't open up your mouth to ask, are you asking? It says, I'm not asking because I deserve it. I'm asking because of the mitzvah to ask. That's the mitzvah to ask. So then you're not a kalben dechtzifin. Then you're not a mechutz of digadok asking half half. There isn't a greater embarrassment you could embarrass yourself than this, that Rosh Hashanah you have to ask those things. Asking this personal thing for Rosh Hashanah is the greatest embarrassment, because you're pleading for your life for Rosh Hashanah Kippur. So imagine a person has a committed murderer and is put in front of a judge, comes in front of a king, and the question is, should he be killed or shouldn't he be killed? Should he be acquitted? Should he be postponed? Should he be probation? Whatever it should be. And he comes to the king and says, no, you might as well forgive me, I'm not going to do anything, but please, by the way, would you give me a house, or would you give me a panos, and give me this, and give me this, and give me this? So what are you talking about? What kind of chutzpah are you? That's the sense of feeling we have to ask. Because once we ask under this influence, under this feeling, then we're not hafa, we're not kalben dechtzufin. It's an embarrassment.
Your son also, if he does the worst thing, he's still going to keep asking you for things because he's your son. And, you know, he's not embarrassed to ask you, I mean, because he feels that he's your son. You take care of him, you give him everything.
If you really feel that you come forward to ask because you're a son, you even feel even more embarrassed. If you're a son, how could you do such a thing for your father? Remember, it's a paradox. The more you feel entitled to ask, the more you feel embarrassed. How did you do what you did? You say, here they say chotonu, you sinned. So if you really son, how could you do it for your father? Would you come? If you really feel that you embarrassed your father to such extent, to such a depth, would you go forward to your father? It would be best. We said in the video, I'm embarrassed to show my face, even just to open up the holy mirosh. Let's have it. Hashem, what do we say in this film? I'm embarrassed to open my mouth. Why embarrassed on that? Because I exactly know what you did. The Kausar Rishon say Yitzchak Tzadik will find him Eila. And if the Yitzchak is going to be given up, he's not going to, give up on deceiving you in under these conditions. He started, and then he's going to try lechaber es masecho. He's going to try to damage your deeds. After all, he couldn't get through ideologically, philosophically. He couldn't get through penetrating to your mind, wrong way of thinking. Then he's going to come simply try to make physical obstacles to your deeds. Whatever you want to accomplish, but Teret Lipcho Boilem Azeh, he's going to chase your heart in this city, Manoshav, and his people, Ba'oirech, in the land, Ma'avirecho, V'shichas, Kitzecho. He's going to extend your desires, and he's going to make forget that you're going to come to an end. It's, you know, but yet he's going to build up your fantasies over beyond the boundaries of a person's reaching. People usually love to fantasize they're going to become a millionaire, going to business. You always think big. Think big. Just thinking big is one of the things of the Yetzirah. Think big. You know, I know people at the age of 70, 75, they go into business, indulging to just such an ego in business. In fact, they still want to make it, they still want to become, the ego is to become Rockefeller. And he says, listen, how long do you have to live? Any moment you're collapsing. No, he's going to live forever. In other words, to make forget, that's what he says, Bo'oirech ma'aviyecho, it's going to extend your desire, v'shikhas kitzecho, it's going to make you forget your end, that you're really at the edge, you're so close to the edge. And interestingly, you know that very old people who are into the worldly thing, they are less busy, less occupied by thinking that they're going to die soon than a young person.
Really?
Yes. This is one of the Yetzers, how the Yetzers get them. They have such
more aware of them.
No, the more they are aware, the more they push it away from themselves. It's one of the ways to escape the threat and to be afraid that soon they're going to die, that they could totally push it away, and he's never going to die. I know for old fellow, old guys, he's a lonely fellow, has nobody, has lots of money, and he's staying by a family. The guy is close to his death, and any time I try to approach him, make a will, you know, the government's going to take everything, and say, he's yelling, what are you talking about? He's going to stay alive forever. It's not shaykh that he should die. It's not just not shaykh that he's going to die. He's still out to make his dividends, make his things, and he wouldn't trust nobody. It's not shaykh to talk to him. A young person makes life insurance, makes a will, makes an estate, makes all kinds of things. This old person, you can't even talk about in a will. What are you talking? He's afraid to, he's going to give in. He's got to be shaykh. The kasha yira, and as the Yetzirah said, "Ka'at Torah Yisrael Fan Slipcha Lo'el Mechabo." If the Yetzirah says that you really want to devote your heart Lo'el Mabo, but Filas Choyva Rishus, you want to daven what you have to, or even what you didn't have to, or Be'esha To Koyle Betoyle, you see that you really devote your time, you want to learn Toyle, Lo'im Chum Chokh Mechokh Samura Vamusa, or learning Musa, think it dedicated time to things. Mevalbel Oyscha, he will try to be Mevalbel, you the Yetzirah. In matri the sleep all of a sudden brings in worries in Abadivra oil, I mean worldly thing bischoiros and business and Mika Hamem Kavreva Fahefsad. He's gonna be busy. Usually you never think of things. All of a sudden just you open up his safer, all of a sudden you start worrying about this, worrying about that, it's all your The Yom HaLachach HaKadam is going to tell you, Yeshlach HaKabel Yisra Pnei Azev Simcha. You have to take this opportunity with Simcha, Ushah Sabatol Azev Shal Yisra Lele Yisra Chayel Min Pnei Bo Yisra Soke Melecho. You have to really capitalize on this time and to try to make the money, try to make it now that you could. And now is the time to make it. Why are you busy now with learning? Every time when you all start a typical business, somebody came to complain to Rebbe, I'm sitting in the store, I have no customers. I've just no customers, no businesses coming in. So what are you doing? He says, what are you doing? He says, well, what can I do in a store? I read the newspaper. So of course, he said, doesn't want to disturb you for reading the newspaper. You're a good customer. So let's read the newspaper. So what you're doing? Just learning Gemara. Just open that Gemara. You want to see. So it's open that Gemara. Customers starving him, bothering him. I think he can't stand. Like he stands, it's immediately starts sending your business. The minute you start taking up the real business, starting about in your oil and my book, It's a very nice business time. Come on, close the Gemara. Now's another time. The Chasher Ato im Shutovcho. Make your evaluation, make your calculation with your Shutov. Obore, and clarify Mashiachlocho, Mashalecho, what you have to, what you have to, Mashikibalto Mukhavisecho, which you have done, Mashalishalo. How much had you repaid from your responsibilities? How much has been left to you? Mashalechlocho, Fasuva, Mesivis Atrofim. And how much had you done, which you have to do in Panos, what you didn't have to do, what you done, how much had you entertained yourself, how much had you charotah? If you have a certain something to do with people, how about a lifko called the Yitzhar, if you have something to do with people, Yitzhar will always bring you arguments and God always gonna how you could win, how can you do. He's always gonna keep you busy with something which is beyond your things, just to take you away from the focus where you're focusing. If you're going to have money, a tiny book, you're going to have a lot of deeds, or you're going to have fields, real estate, you're going to be busy involved with people, or your own money, you can't pay it back. You're always going to worry, where can't pay the time when you're learning, when you're davening. And that's the time when you really have to think about it. Then you try to avoid it. But the time, Shabbos, things like that. I'm just like a chaver, my friend. After tzorich lahargish al yonam, you have to be sensitive about him. L'chashu nafshechalem, you have to think about him. Yaber alipcho, when will it make you think about your friends? What you have to do about them? Dafka beishit tifon el avoy de shemaim. When you get busy to daven to learn, all of a sudden business comes up. Mitzvah is coming up. Chesed is coming up. When you have to get up to learn, you have to learn. All of a sudden chesed comes up. Ezem yishemin, I mean, all kind of things. All of the things are going to drit choboy ilafsil b'masecha. Just going to keep you busy. In order to lose any. Emitne Shaato Ba'esa so is a mizuman the gufa echo mizuman if it's an echo. Because you're only busy when you do these things with your body, but you're not busy with your mind. If it's not going to keep you busy with those things, Yabra Lipko Khidus Vori Maruchim is going to get you busy, confused with other things, with all kinds of stuff. Khidus like not such a valuable learning. The email you heard the Sakim Kurva was fascinated by him. If this was gonna be a card player, a chess player, he's gonna have a hobby of all kinds of other things. Mariloy is gonna show him kill you the phone off. All of a sudden you're in front of you wounding a guy of chess player, you're gonna get involved like in sports. All of a sudden, no, now the Yankees, the Dodgers, no, the Super Bowl game is going on. All I wanna know about this. Now, he's always gonna use your weaknesses, anything which is to make you busy, that's the time when you're involved. He's going to use your addictions, your weakness, always to make you busy with it. Okay, let's stop here. He's not here? He's not here yet? Okay, let's see here first. The Imam will call Mashiach Zacharnu, and if you're going to rescue yourself from all the things which you mentioned, you're going to bypass it, you're not going to let him get you. You're going to be from the smart people. Yavir al-Liboy Indian Kosher Minyon al-Chokhmah. Then it's going to bring you into a complicated thinking, the Chokhmahs. Yavir al-Liboy Indian Kosher, you're going to get him busy with Charles Achuvah's research. You're going to get him to research. Bekusha Beferi Kashas and Terutim. Umashin is Alamman, it'll be Yavir al-Liboy Indian Kosher, but it's going to keep you busy in areas where it's not important, and it's going to deter you from areas where it is important. You're going to learn things, which is also, he says, listen, you have to know about astronomy. The Rambam says anyone who could learn astronomy doesn't learn astronomy. It's not. The Gemara says, so all of a sudden you're going to learn astronomy, zodiacs, you're going to all kind of things that you could, in order to keep you busy, not to learn Chavis HaGolus, not to keep you busy, not to learn what you have to learn. But if they say, call master, you will try to be matrix, you try to disturb you for all kinds of things. You're going to lose double that you are gaining. It's going to keep you busy in areas where you think you're gaining in a mice over there, you must it all the time. The Epsher is possible, she connects the master avoider, the Yetzim manner. He's going to bring you in to area of avoider, but at the same time, you're going to go out. You're always going to be busy with in your heart, in all the things which is not your avoider, minyan ha'olam. The Efsher, and sometimes it's possible, and sometimes he's such a frum mediator, how he makes it so frum, and he makes it daven, and say, al chet, you're always daven, talking about Hashem, and your heart, and your intention, you're always making business, you know, you're always tricky. I'm a particular guy, who's always crying about his sins, and always talking frum things, and his mind is, and ever, the more frum he talks to you, you have to watch out, he shouldn't trick you, shouldn't get you something. And like the Torah knows how to buy you. That's exactly what it says. The Efsh is also possible. Shivakesh kaporis hamokon. He's going to ask Hashem should forgive him b'lishoina with his tongue. But who? But the truth is, Rav b'machshavt in his mind is running b'matzpun ram roisav. He's going against it.
Continuing with Shatzer Shmai Daf Reish Tzadik Dalet. The bottom line. It's very possible the person will become like a robot. He's only going to ask Hashem's forgiveness with his tongue, but really his mind is running away. And his hidden desire really is running after his to be mamre, to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what used to say one of the Hasidim. Bakoshes kaporeseinu zoi tzricha lebakoshes kapor. This asking forgiveness needs for asking forgiveness. We need forgiveness for the things which for the reason why we ask forgiveness. We only say of Shamir Bogani, we only ask forgiveness on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such way, only with our mouth. Our heart is not even with it. If it's such an asking forgiveness, we need the greatest forgiveness. I think once I heard the pshat from the Klosenberg Rav, he said, "Pshat Shmak Aleinu Chus Veracham Aleinu Kabel Veracham Rosan Sfiloseinu." He says, "Shmak Aleinu, if you're going to listen to our voice, then read Chus Veracham, and then we need really big mercy. That's the way your voice is. It's only talking with your mouth, you're not having it in your heart." He's only asking Kodesh Baruch Hu with his organs, and really is looking away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu with his heart in his hiddenness. The Emir Marshal Marakos, the companion of the Posik says, Ishayanovi says, Befiv Bisfos of Kibduni, with his mouth, with his lips, is honoring me, but the Libo Irichak Memeni, but his heart is distant from me. Vomar, the Posik says, Vifatu Befiem, and they fool me with their mouth, with the tongues, they're lying to me. But Liba, but the heart, Lord Nochon Imo, is not really fully honest with himself. And if you're going to wake up, and he's such a hypocrite, you're going to realize that what he's saying he doesn't mean, what he means he doesn't say. He's going to wake up in that time. The Yachshav in Nasha, you know, will think with himself. The Yoimelo is going to tell to himself, how can I conduct my life with a Kodesh Baruch? How can I be with a Kodesh Baruch? Which is not appropriate. I should be with people. And I need them. And they need me. When a person wakes up, says, "Am I conducting my conduct of life with Hashem as I wouldn't conduct my attitude to people, and I wouldn't tell that people should do it to me. We should just stop and we should be double people, double faced people." But actually, that's what Yitzchak was about. Kimish Eilach Eilav Levakish Menu Chayfet. If I'm going to go to someone to ask him something, the Eshalos Menu will shiny, and I'm going to ask him with my mouth to leave the point of man, but my heart will be total opposite. Will I behave like the other person? If the other person would recognize it to me that I'm a hypocrite, I'm just talking with the madman, he would be disgusted of me. He wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't give me what I'm asking. Even more, he would have known that the same time that I'm asking him a favor, I'm busy in my heart which is opposing him. I'm rebelling against him. I'm doing things which are making him angry. If he would have known what I have in my heart at the time when I'm asking him a favor, simultaneously when my heart is busy doing things which eventually is going to make him angry. If he would have known that, his hatred to me would be much greater, and it would withheld not to give what I wanted even more than if I wouldn't have this man. That would be no question, no doubt. He says, I would have made to other people, somebody would come and ask me certain things. But you see, a devil, Libo, and I would have known what's going on in his heart. What's going on in my heart. I wouldn't tolerate. If a person comes as double faced and comes over to me and asks me nicely in his mouth, talks sweetly, and asks something to me at a time, and I know so clear what he has in his heart against me, as clear as Hashem knows in my heart, which I have against Hashem. Why shall I not be embarrassed of my Creator? I should give up the Kodesh Baruch Hu myself, which I wouldn't accept from a person. How should I not be embarrassed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that to show myself the Kodesh Baruch Hu in such a double faced situation which I would have not accept from a person doing it to me? And nobody would accept me, and no other creature would accept for me. So how do I expect to relate in such a double face way to Kodesh Baruch Hu? They don't even know what's embarrassment. That should be our argument to the Yetzer. In other words, when our Yetzer, after trying to fail us in all different type of ideological arguments, then it's going to throw us into an habitual rap. We're going in, we become like a habitual following things, and we become everyday Hashem, and talking to Hashem, everything and nothing more than a ritual way, only with our mouth and our tongue, but our heart is completely not there. In the contrary, sometimes, middle of davening, when we're supposed to speak to Hashem, we have in our heart things, how should I make this deal? How should I fool him? How should I lie? How should I do such a thing? You'll be talking to Hashem, with our mouth, and inwardly, we're plotting how to anger him, how to go against him, how to oversmart him. And this is coming just because we don't think. But if you would recognize this blemish, this part of the Yetzer, then the Yetzer is going to be devastated. Now we got all the shtick of the Yetzer. That's the way to plot. He doesn't give up so fast. Even that, we counterattacked him. And if the Yetzer will give up on that and to get you in that area, Yishtadir Fatoyshe will try to get you by Noches Achoinef. He will put in a new mask of himself and it's going to work in a total different way. By Noches Achoinef, please become extreme against Achoinef. Don't try to show anything. In Rabbi Yoyim Melochoy is going to tell you, no, it's not appropriate that you should be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart. You're going to go to other extreme, not to be a choynik, not to show anything up. Not a little, not a lot. First, he tried to tell you, be a choynik. Try to find niceness and kindness in everyone's side. Let it tell you a great man that's going to help you in Avodas Hashem. It's going to make you a choynik. Choynik means like acting. You're going to put up a nice act for people. But it didn't work. You caught him over there. Then you're going to become a kotke chosid. You know, don't show anything. Make sure that take away the chanifa. I still didn't find the proper way of chanifa in English. In English, the chanifa is not a word because it's natural life. There's no word for that. Nature. People's nature. That's called chanifa. Chanifa is not an ugly word.
Is flattery, it? We usually translate it. Flatterer.
Flatterer is not a chanif. A flatterer, you want to get attention. Like flattering, he wants to get attention, you know, Chedef means that you, real chedef means you're making an act which it's an investment, like to deceive a person, that the person should think that you're doing him something, a favor, in order you should be able to get back. You know, sometimes...
A salesman,
exactly. You know, there's certain guys who never tell you good morning at anything. All of a sudden they said, oh, good morning, oh, I know, the guy, I'm going to get a call, what the body wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that. To those people, the best thing is to answer that guy in the red, you know, get lost. Yeah. Good people, so why do you have to go in? You get involved with him, very well, and then finally have to take care of you, get lost. You tell me right away, get lost. Because, you know, he doesn't give you a good morning unless he has something in mind. This is not such, this is not the kindness. So now he tries the opposite, says, you should become totally indecent. Don't become the, like, it says, go totally alienate yourself from all kind of chanifel. Like you talk, and it's not possible that you should conduct up any of the chassois. You're going to have to cover up. Call masecho. You have to cover up all your deeds mehem from people. Baharos, you have to show them half of the opposite mashiach belief cholem, what you have in the opposite tevenat. You always be busy showing them the opposite. The kashrut is parallel. When you want to drive to Amta Kodesh Baruch Hu, katza, make it short. Why should people see you davening? Like you're making yourself in a davening. 1, 2, 3. Don't show in you, in the area of davening, not that you want to daven, not that you try to daven. Like me. Make yourself like a shoot. You should tip to learn Shum Chachma. If you want to learn Torah, you want to learn Shum Chachma. Siach Levadecho, make sure. Close up in yourself. Nobody should accept a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're going to go to other steps. See, he couldn't get you to the normal ways of deceiving you, and now he makes you extra chos, he makes you extra secluded, don't show anything. He said, about Shem Tov says, hold back the Satan from the front of us, in the back of us. What does it mean, front of us, in the back of us? First the Sultan comes, as you say, all the arguments of the Yetzer was, what's the Sultan Lufanein? He comes in front of him. He gives him his visit card, he gives him his business card. I'm the Yetzer, I'm representing this world. Become my customer. This is his first try. If he doesn't go to Lufanecho, doesn't come straightforward, you don't buy him straightforward, you overpart, and then comes from the back you. He starts pushing you, makes you a big tzaddik, because he also throws you in all kinds of extremism. You become, and you go to the other extreme. And it's all the same as I say Yetzer. If you go the other way. In other words, don't be an extremist, not either way, not from forward, not backwards. Don't show any good mida. Show that you are lazy, you have a mass avoider. In order you shouldn't get a name that you're good, you're going to lose your reward. Do things only for Hashem, nobody should recognize you anything. Don't be a frumer, don't take people to do good things, don't warn them bad things. Don't let anyone know that Hasmadi or Talamdal is a Zer, don't learn Torah with somebody else. Let them think that you're a bum. Don't show any even a sign that you have Yerushimaim, not even a sign that you have any avoid. That no person should ever respect you, should get no praises for that. You shouldn't show that how complete that you try to be such a careful person. You should be as bad that you should become friends to all the groups of people. You should be able like join up with all the groups of people, the lowest group of people. But it's like man again, conduct your life like them. Like be a normal guy, be like an average normal guy. And you should go in their way, when you survive some in their path, be in a different emissary strike, in anything, in laughter, in the way their truthness is. Don't be so careful not to lie and not to swear. Be just to everyone else's. This chaberim of a machlamish to join them in the feast, in the festivity, in eating, drinking, bechidois, in playing, b'moisa advorim, and excessive talk. Be a part of the society. Don't show that you are an extremist. But Abba Schoik, go out and have a lot of fun. The Dabber Behem, and Yisko Gilusam, and talk about it. For Kol Asher Yalchim Uch Hashem HaPrishus Bo'ilom Hazeh, it's a Noshaf. And anything which makes you a Porush, makes you special, dedicated to Avoid Hashem, try to get away from it. V'im Tishman HaBezeh, and if you're going to listen to this, to the Tzase Yitzar, and if you're going to listen to this advice, that you're going to become like that, the Sholem Imcho eventually is going to drive away from you, is going to take away from you. Amunoscho, you believe in Hashem, but like Targish, you wouldn't even feel that he's unloading you. You know, you're conducting life according to his advice, and you think you're serving Hashem in a very great way. Lemaaseh, you're becoming little by little a total bum. He totally unloaded you from your emunah. If you're going to answer to the Baal Dabur Torah, you're going to tell him, Korzav to lo'ivai, you already helped my enemies, milchomecho, even you fought me, v'yishchakemcho, even you oversmart me, laharus koichi, that you destroyed my power, my mapulos, you made me fall. You're going to answer him. You're going to tell the Yitzhar, you already helped my Yitzhar Hara, and you oversmart me, you made me fall. So why do you make me fall double now? Why should I run away from the small fire, which is Hanifa, and I should go to the big fire? He's talking you in to go away totally from Hanifa. Don't show anything off. It's true, to be a Hanifa is not good. It's a fire. But why should I run away from the small fire with such extremism, which automatically going to throw me into the big fire by totally destroying me, totally take away my amunah? I didn't go away from loving Hashem and from the Kovat. The whole reason that I went away from Hanifa is only in order not to show off for people. But now you're telling me this dilemma, I should show off Malachus of Eretz Yisrael, that by I should leave Hashem behind. I went away from people in order not to lose Hashem. You want me to lose Hashem in order not to show off for people? You understand the counter, but we are acting. I am going away from people in order to serve Hashem. You want me to leave Hashem in order not to serve people. It's a bigger fire. You have to do something about it. After all, you have to ask yourself not to fall into the rod of Hanifa and to showing off. What is appropriate that should really hide? Anything which I could complete without people should know, I will do. Of course, all my excessive things which I could accomplish just as easy without people's knowledge, I will try people not to know. I will not volunteer people to know things, virtuous things which I'm doing, which I could do just as well without them knowing. I will not run away. However, I will espalah b'tzibur, to daven properly with public, eretz havas b'toivin, to be a part of people with good acts, lahazmin rain, in order to warn them to not to do bad things. Belimut chokmah, to learn Torah together, so is chesed, so doimazim, to do kindness of those things. Of course, I'm going to do with people. En min hazehir es lani achoisa. This is not appropriate. I should abandon it. You know, Ozvoy, you know, she let it abandon Babar Ilas Achoyrev because maybe people are going to think. Achani Chayv Lasoyis Hashem Shemaim. After being public, after doing it with other people, you're going to do it Hashem Shemaim. Don't be an extremist. Be a normal person. Daven with people, do chesed with people, learn with people. What has to be shared has to be shared. Teach people not to do bad things. Tell me has to do good things. But try to do it Hashem Shemaim. But because you can't do it 100% Hashem Shemaim, you're going to bend it all together not to do it, then you're running away from a small fire from Hanifa to a big fire, totally losing, doing the Rosh Navar Hashem. Avim Shabchuni Bnei Odom Olot. If people will praise me on those good things which I do in public, or Yechabduni Bavurai, or they're going to respect me because of what I'm doing, Lo Yazlik Bischori Meuma, it's not going to hamper, it's not going to damage my reward, nothing. Why? Because Shloi Hoise Kavanos, Loi Be'ei Samayse. B'Shasen I did it, it wasn't my kavanah. You know, the famous story. You know, we all little people. Maybe once wrote a letter, but didn't feel good. So wrote down Zlachanika, I think. And he wrote down, when he didn't feel good, he couldn't come down. Tadam was laying in bed, he was very weak. So he used to write notes, he used to hang them on the bulletin board in Yeshiva. Once there was a very sweet note, and if I remember well, I think it's in Torah Schemet, even printed. It didn't feel good. It said as follows. Use your Yetzer Hara to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it gives for instance. So every one of us, at night when you go to sleep, you always think, oh, tomorrow morning I'm getting up in time, I'm going to learn. We're all strong, you know, with our commitment. But against getting up in the morning, and then we're getting lazy. And then we oversleep, and then getting up, and we're sleeping. It's all very strong to us. But the Yetzer Hara comes to you and tells you, listen, get up in the morning, you think to yourself, where should I learn? Where I learn at home? Nobody sees you. Learn privately. Nobody knows what you're doing. It's a big, great thing. But would you learn in public? You know, you're going to get a good name. People say, oh, this guy's calling a mass media. Chanifa. So it says, give into your Yetzer Hara. When you're making a commitment, I'm getting up in the morning, I'm learning the Besmerish, and I think everyone knows that I'm a masmid, I'm ever not. Give it into him. Tell him, so, okay, you know, I'm listening to you. Yeah, justify it. You have to make a good shidduch, you have to get a good name. Because then he's going to help you to get up. He's going to help you to get up. He wouldn't even wake you up, he would jump up. Anything which serves his purpose, he's going to kick you out of the bed. He's going to be there waking you up. He's going to wake you up. The other one's going to wake you up. You wake up and go around to Besmerish. And then you all come to us, you open the Gemara, showing your finger like yourself, like, I'm mocking you, Yetzer. I'm learning because I want to learn Torah. Fool him. This is called Melech Silver Zoken. He's an old king, very experienced, but is still a fool. He lets himself be fooled thousands, millions of times. We use the Yetzer Hara, so help the motivation of the Yetzer Hara, use the Yetzer Hara. But when it comes to Shas, that's what he says here. Because if Shlohoyse Kavanosla Be'esmas, the Shas do it, it's something great to Hashem Levada. You know, the story goes, once a Rebbe, a Mochiach, used to go down from town to town, from place to place, for weekends, for Shabbosim, to say Musa to the people, and to tell to better people, to advanced people. So, but usually he used to go around for money. Like, there was the Shnor campaign, he made money, he couldn't make a living, so he used to go around for money. So he used to dab Father Omar, used to cry, used to say Droshes, used to say Teire, he used to carry on to meet other people. But then came Sunday, people gave him money. And the more Rebbe he was, the better the job he did, the more he affected people, the more money he gave him, they respected him. So when somebody came to the Rebbe and says to the Rebbe, I know why you're doing all. You're doing all those things for money. I'm also like, I'm working for money. You're crying for money. You're talking, you know, giving Musa for money. The Maestro, you are here for business. You're not here interested in improving us. That's the way I'm making shoes for money. You're talking to us for money. What's the difference between me and you? So the Rebbe told him, let me tell you, you're right. But I'm going to give you a marshal. You know, this circus people go around in a circus and you have this side rope walker. You know, the people walk on a rope. Why is he walking on the rope? He's balancing the wires, he's endangering his life. 150 high, walking a tightrope. Why is he walking that rope? To make money. He's only there to make money. But at the time when he walks that rope, if he hasn't mind money, he's going to fall. At the time when he walks on the rope, his attention is not money. He's looking not to fall down, to balance himself. He's altogether there for money. But the time when he does it, he's not allowed to think about money because he's getting killed. He says, you're right, I came here to make money. But the time when I'm walking the rope, when I'm talking, I'm carrying on, I'm dabbing, I'm telling what to do, if I have at that time in mind the money, what impression I will have on you, I'm going to fall. Since he's a shliach to davening, some chazonim, the batfilas, they're dabbing for money. Of course they're dabbing for money. But at the time they are the omed, they don't have the mind of money. They don't have the mind of follow what they're going to say about him. Then they have to daven. Same thing is, we could take the Yetzer Hara sometimes, his shtick. I'm doing it, you know, to make a good impression of people, to get a certain benefit, to get a certain side enjoyment, a side benefit. I'm going to do this, I'm going to come here, I'm going to have this benefit. Yes, you could use it in order, it should let you come. But once you came, and you open the city, open the Gemara, you open the things what you're doing, forget about it. Now you fooled him. When you're going to do an act, Shiodim Babne Odom, people know. If you want to know, are you doing it really for Hashem? Or are you continuing to do it for people? You could test yourself two ways. If you do a good thing and you want to know why you are really doing, you could test it two ways. One way you could test them, you should know more atom ekavah b'masahu min agmul. What do you expect should be this deed rewarding of? From whom are you expecting what? Imin Elohim. Do you want to reward only for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not for the person? Then who shall it? Then you know that you're doing it for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The image is lost, but you want to reward for somebody that's Enosh, and then you did it's not that. You're making chesed with somebody, for instance. You're making chesed. It could be a very well win. At the time when you're making chesed, it's pretty comfortable. It lubricates your activity. You know, you could do it easier and faster. When you're getting a famous name, you know, big bal chesed, you talk, you're successful. You have this side benefit. No question about it. You may have this side benefit about it. But the question is, are you doing it for that, for the side benefit, or doing it for Kodesh Baruch Hu? How do you know? Because once you did a chesed, who do you want to thank you? Are you made dagdag that you should be recognized? Between we did chesed, you should really think, you should always remember. Do you want some reward from him? Then you did it for side reasons. But if you want to reward only for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you thank Hashem that you had an opportunity, even simultaneously, you had a side benefit that you didn't mind having this recognition of people, well, obviously that's a Yetzer Hara in you. But you use the Yetzer Hara very smartly. Yes, you took it as a lubricator, like a motivation. But Lumaisa, when you did it, eventually reward you one half in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You're not keeping it in your memory book, and you know, this and I did for this guy, this guy. There's some people, they are scorned. Some people are scorned, they're very much busy men, they're involved in thousands of affairs. There's not one affair which doesn't go unregistered, unrecorded, somewhere. Somewhere. Okay, that's it. Do it, go away. No, don't register, don't record, don't memorize, don't remember. You did something, you got to tell you, goodbye, get lost. You don't even remember him anymore. What? Goodbye. Get out of here. Now, obviously, so then it's a proof you're doing it for the Shem Shemam. Simultaneously, you benefited and you even use this weakness of a person, the side, and you use it, as I said, as a lubricator. You're using the Yitzhar to do the Rotsan Hashem. That's one test. But Shani, the second test, if you're doing it for Hashem, Shetetam Nafshecho Yishino, Sheimu Yisum Yishyachet. If you were to be totally alone, you're doing an act. And if one of them, if you're doing it to the Kosh Boko for other people, what would we say if you were to be totally alone? Would you still do it? And nobody would know it. Even if Bodil Jose, and if you get clarified, Masecho Shomrim, if you have a minute. And if you know that you would have done the same thing when you were alone, would have done the same thing as you do it in public, then you know you're doing it to Shem Shemayim. And if you don't see, if you see that you're doing these things only in public, privately, would not never done it, Hanicheyu. Then you let it go, then don't do it, Achizdachal Yikul Shemayim. Until you purify your heart for him. In other words, if you recognize that you have to do these two tests, that you do expect thanks from the people. Second, it would be not noticed for anyone, privately would never do. You do certain things that certain people say, I could only learn in public, I could learn privately. It's obviously learning for the public, you're not learning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then is the time you should leave it go. Don't do it. Until you hearten and totally purified to heaven. All the Noga for Yetzer. Then you let it go. Then your Yetzer is going to fall for you. But there's two types of Shlo Lishmos, you see? Of course you should do. What's the question? Question is, should I get up and learning in Bechavrusa in public? So why are you getting up? So I said, of course come in public. So how did I come to learn for the Hashem? Maybe I come to show myself in public. So two ways. Two tests. One, that you don't expect the public to praise you for that. For that you're learning. You expect from Hashem. You don't expect acknowledgement from public. So expecting acknowledgement from Hashem. Two, suppose there's no public. Would you still get up and learn? Would you learn privately too? I said, no, privately I'm learning. I'm not interested at all to learn. I'm interested just to show off. And if you recognize in you that you want acknowledgement of people, and two, privately, if there is no acknowledgement opportunity, you will not do it at all, it's a sin you're only doing it for the public. That's the type of Shlo Lishma that Chazal said that you shouldn't do. Mutav Shapach Shel Yosal Pon should be killed before he was born. Shlo Lishma did to say, I'm coming, I'm going to learn in public because I could use this extra Yitzhahara shtick, it makes me easier to get up in the morning, but I would have got up anyhow, would have learned privately anyhow. That's with the Shlo Lishma, Tach Shlo Lishma Bo Lishma. Because you're using the Shlo Lishma in order to make it Lishma. Okay, that's the any Shlo Lishma which leads to Lishma is the Mutav, that's what you should do. But when you do something solely for Shlo Lishma, and whenever it comes up between Tach Lishma, you don't even do it, then don't do the Shlo Lishma at all. Rather, don't do anything.
Because
Baruch wants this world to take care of midos. He doesn't necessarily need our Torah, even our mitzvahs.
If this thing is
going to
be making my
midos
worse, my
gaiva
worse, then
I'm
not achieving my purpose on this world.
So when are you making your midos worse? When you're making it solely shloishma, but you're using it shloishma because after all, the Gemara says, forever. Mitzvah is not even shach to start working Hashem shloishma. If you're going to wait until you do something shloishma, you're never going to do something. You've got to be human beings. We have to use our animalism to participate in Avodas Hashem. Because you know, a child will never go to Cheder unless you promise him a prize and lollipops and toys. He must get the toys in order to start to learn Torah. Then when you, through toys, you board him into Torah. Then when he gets excited to the Torah, to the point that he throws away the toys. So obviously the toys was a Shalom Shema, Shalom Shema. But if you promise your child, you're going to get toys, all kind of goodies to go to learn Torah, and you see the minute he didn't get his stuff learning, so you're going to carry on for a little while, but eventually you're going to stop feeding him all the same because he's really going for toys and not going to learn Torah. So there's two types of the Shlo Lishma. Is the Shlo Lishma the goal? Is Shlo Lishma a means? As long as the Shlo Lishma is a means, it's Lo'im Yotem Shlo Lishma, Tach Shlo Lishma Bo Lishma. But if Shlo Lishma becomes the goal, don't feed it, because then it gets worse and worse. Yeah. If the Yitzhah still wouldn't find any way how it could get you. then it's chakem lechor, it's going to tell to over smart and give over Mashiach, it's a dark with there, something which is much more even sensitive. He doesn't give up. By the way, one thing, the Yetzer never gives up on anyone. He works and he works and he works and he works on the biggest tzaddik. He never works out, he never resigns, he never despairs. And he fails a million times, it comes back a million times. It's like a fly. The Gemara says, he says, Doimel is roof. Like a fly comes back, he chases, and it comes back. He's never get tired. You get faster tired, chasing away, he eventually you resign. But then he comes, it's still my head. That's the Yetzer. But it always makes his world more sensitive, delicate, more sensitive. He's telling Mashi Yosef, that was it. And it's going to get into the area of the it's going to penetrate in the Indian of reward of this world, punishment in this world, in the world to come. The Yom is going to argue as follows. I'm going to tell you. Ach, you overpowered me. I went with you 20, 30, 40 types of arguments. You overpowered me. You became mamash from the chassidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ms. Gelosa, you are one of the loved ones of God. Smid Malachu is compared to you. The Kumoicho, like you are really Gmul Oilam Azeb Oilam Abo, you should be the biggest rewardful person in this world to come. But Tzorach Shetishtan Kethi Yicholtocho, you have to try to really get this reward. Ula Tegil Azeb Masecho, Mumashecha Chavoy Nesim Belefto Nesim Chorabo, you should work, see, you have to become the richest, you have to become the healthiest, you have to become the nicest, it's going to be a Kiddush Hashem, you know, and you have to serve Hashem even more in order to get you the most. V'shavei hagmul neged enecho, keep front of you the reward. V'shtadlo b'chol yecholtecho, try with all your means like you to reach the highest accomplishment. Ki utachlis oshrecho v'simcha secho. This is the tachlis of your fortune, of your simcha. Kumo she'omar David, like David said, oy zeru ala tzadik l'ishelei simcha. A light is planted for a tzadik. And the ishelei, those who straight hearted to get simcha, should be simcha. In other words, you deserve to have oyer. You deserve to have simcha. And therefore, you have to work to get oil to have simcha. There are people who argue this. No, you should have the best, beautiful home. It's going to be a Kiddush Hashem, because after all, you're a famous tzaddik. Everyone knows you're a famous tzaddik. And people say, this tzaddik deserves it. And it's going to be Mezakeh Sarabim. Say, you also become a tzaddik. You also got a beautiful home. So you're going to decorate your home. You're going to drive the most nicest cars. Your children, you're going to dress the most expensive clothes, even weekdays, because this is a tzaddik. This is what he deserves. In other words, you're trying to give and feed yourself with such a, you're going to be becoming an aristocrat, a dignified person, a dignified family, and always dressed up in the shlishma, because that's a Kiddush Hashem, because a tzaddik like you deserves it, and that's going to make other people want to become tzaddikim. And you make yourself a goal to show this front, this oyer, this beautiful light, and the beautiful simcha. After all, the pasuk says, oyer zeh tzaddik, and after all, the tzaddik tells me, you're the biggest tzaddik. Now, if you're going to listen to this, but this machal, we're going to rely on his words, he's going to justify his words. He's going to throw you into this kind that you're going to serve Hashem with shutfas. You're serving Hashem, plus you're serving yourself. You wouldn't be able to know to separate. I really mean Hashem, meaning yourself. You made yourself a servant to your own benefit. You became a servant to your benefit. Everything which you're trying, which you're going after after the pleasure and simcha of yourself. Actually becoming enslaved, you're servicing yourself all the time, but you're using Hashem as a means. You're using the arguments of Hashem Shemaim as a means to reach, to get what you want. And you're going to throw away all the worries and all the pains. You're going to chase them away from you because you say, I don't deserve it. You have to be special. And if you wouldn't, little by little, you're going to do everything for your own purpose. And if you eventually you're going to come to the level that if anything which you can't hope, if you don't see any benefit, immediate personal benefit in this deed which you're doing, is a koyfe b'tayus elokim. It would also deny the tayus kodesh baruch hu masmidus lecho, which continuously bestows on you. But is a mechayus asu chavane. Wouldn't bring yourself to serve him. Im she'en choreish avoyda teres lo. If you don't see that this avoyda is fitting, is complementing the gdulos of ayis mechol to ayis chachmosai. If you come into this area, this is a very dangerous area. If you start benefiting from the world and taking this world, everything with the justification, lean noya v'leo, it's appropriate for me, it's a kiddush Hashem I should have. Really, you wouldn't realize that actually everything which you're doing for self-benefit. To the point that any time when you have to do something to avoid Hashem, and if you don't see in any way it's rewarding you, you're not going to do it anymore. You're going to become totally, you're going to realize eventually that everything which you do for your own benefit, you never did it for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you're going to love to do anything which is not immediately rewarding. This is Chazal meant in the Mishnah in Ovis. Don't be like the servants who are worshipping the Rav in order to get Amanas, in condition to get pras, to get reward. Be like servants who are saying not for condition of getting pras. Now obviously see the lotion. Ele havu kavodim shem sham shem esarav shloi al menas lekabel pras. Not for condition. What is the shloi menas? Shloi lekabel pras. Be a servant to someone, not to get reward. Because the answer is not so. We should get reward. See, the Yitzhak gets us in a very delicate thing. It didn't say, don't be like avodim shem sham shem menas lekabel pras. Ele ti avodim shem sham shem loi al menas lekabel. Not for the condition, but kabbalah pras has to be there. Yes, Hashem. Of course I want pras. And I want pras for two reasons. The primary reason why I want pras means reward. The primary reason why I want pras, because you Hashem enjoy to give pras. And I'm here to make you enjoyment. I'm a recipient for your benefit. Because you love to give.
But isn't that also...
No, here is that's the delicate. We have to say, schar mitzvah mitzvah, the reward for the mitzvah is the mitzvah. The reward what we get for the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. Why did Hashem give us mitzvah? Because Baruch Hu wanted the Tzaref to purify the Zakos and to bestow goodness in Madregas Yisroel. Because Baruch Hu is good. Because Baruch Hu is good. That's the whole reason he created the world. The nature of goodness is to bestow goodness. This is his whole essence. The whole reason he created the world to give us goodness. So of course I want schar. I want reward. We ask a Kodesh Baruch Baruch Chodesh, give me Chaim Shloi Shloch Kovod, and give me all kind of goodies, and give me Kovod. We ask a Kodesh Baruch Kovod. But Chutz for Yet, has to be Bereach my Kovod. He says, you know why I want Kovod? Because Hashem, if you give me Kovod, you're going to be Mechubet. Because I'm going to use the Kovod to give it back to you. I will say, you know why I get Kovod? Because I'm a servant of Hashem, and somebody else will be a servant of Hashem. I want Oish, I want to share, so I want money, I want to be satisfied, I want to have a lot of prosperity in order to build more Torah, to give even more to Kodesh Baruch. We're doing it for you, say. And the other thing is we're doing it because you like to be Mahana people. So I want to get the honor. But what is the danger? If you're doing it, I'm enough. Hashem, only condition if you do it for me, I'm doing it. So Kodesh Baruch in the beginning is testing. Of course, you should ask for all the goodies. And you're going to be, Hashem is testing. In the beginning, he doesn't give it to you. And say, are you still continue doing it? So if you continue doing it regardlessly, you do the service of Hashem, it's a smile anyway. Also, you ask Hashem, give me. In Hashem test, it doesn't give you. You prove it yourself. So you say, really, you're not doing it because condition you're going to get rewarded. You're doing it even you're not getting rewarded. So now, when you're putting in the extra feeling, getting rewarded because this in himself should be a way of serving a Kodesh Baruch. Of course, Kodesh Baruch is going to give it to you. But the minute you don't get it, you kick it, and you rebel, you don't do it anymore. So of course, you did it on the Master Kabbalah Prat. Therefore, the Mishnah says, be like servants, they are serving their master, not because of the condition of Kabbalah's pras. You do it regardless if you get it or not, but still we want pras. We still want pras. So the Yetzer starts, so it's a very high level, Madre, going to pray, Rabbanishlam, give me everything good, goodies, things, because I want to serve you with it. And if you're going to do this only for that, eventually you could test yourself. How about sometimes you're testing, it's not doing it, are you continuously further doing it? The famous story of the Baal Shem Tov, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, and they fought him, they not to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the Baal Dover tried to fight him with all means not to go to Eretz Yisrael. So they tried all kind of obstacles, they didn't stop him anything. Finally came Pesach, he was Constantinople, he was in Turkey. And he lost all his madrigas, all his mirrors, he didn't know what's going on with him. He didn't hardly know to translate even the psukim to have to die, but he didn't know what he was saying. He was totally lost, he was... He became more of a simcha, says, now I could serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu like a simple person. Because till now, I had all the madrigas, I enjoyed the madrigas. But now, I never knew, do I serve Hashem, do I serve myself? But now I have an opportunity to serve Hashem. This is Shashloim and Aslakabul Pras.
Hashem is doing it with everyone. Also, we have to have madrigas. Also, we have to enjoy what we are doing. Also, it lets other people see a kiddush Hashem that says, "Eidel Hashem is that loyechsel kol toiv." Nothing is missing. He has everything. This is the ultimate goal. But it shouldn't be the condition. So this test is being put in, plugged in all the time. Shem is withdrawing, not giving, giving a chance. I could him to give it 90 seconds, say yes or no.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.